From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use 3 kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
The Knicks walked into Wells Fargo Arena to play an extremely pivotal Game 4 playoff matchup against the Philadelphia 76ers. The Knicks needed to win this game to prevent the series from being tied, and Philly needed to win this game so they wouldn't be down 3-1 in the series headed back to MSG. Both teams had something to play for. It was highly physical, extremely competitive, but this Knicks team never quits, never gives up. You pair that with a historic, legendary performance in the playoffs from Jalen Brunson, the Knicks did just enough to win this game and go up 3-1 against Philly in this series. Now they head back to MSG for a game 5 to close them out. We're going to break down exactly what happened during this game and Jalen Brunson's amazing performance. All of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Knicks win game 4. New York leads the series 3-1. This is music to my ears. As the road team in the playoffs, you have one job. Win one game. At least win one. Obviously, you're looking to win all games, but if you can't, you want to steal one. Because if you steal one, you've done your job. And the Knicks did their job. They protected home court. They won both games on their floor. They went to Philly. Unfortunately, didn't take game 3 because of the dirty Embiid plays. But still, game 4, even though dirty Embiid reared his ugly head again, it didn't stop the Knicks, and it certainly didn't stop Jalen Brunson. The Knicks stole game 4, and in the process, stole the soul from the Philadelphia 76ers. We were loud in that building as well. I felt like it was another MSG home game in the Philadelphia arena yesterday because I couldn't hear the Philly fans. I heard MVP chants when Jalen Brunson was at the line. It was amazing to see. It was one of the best playoff games I've witnessed. I was so happy to watch the Knicks win that game behind Jalen Brunson's extremely great performance. Excuse me, did I say great? I meant legendary, amazing, spectacular performance. He went off. He did something in the postseason we've never seen another Knick player do. That's what he's done. Before we get to his performance, let's take a look at the game and what happened with the Knick players and the Philadelphia 76ers players. Shout out to Fred Katz of The Athletic for giving us the following information. Final, Knicks 97, 76ers 92. Knicks lead the series 3-1. Jalen Brunson, 47. 4-10, 18 of 34. Like I said, we're going to get to Jalen and that spectacular performance very soon. But let's break down the other Knicks and how they helped and contributed. Anunoby, 16 and 14, double-double with 3 blocks. It was an amazing game from him. He stepped up and we needed him to step up because nobody else could do it, but he did. Shout out to OG for that. Josh Hart, 4-17, 5 with 3 blocks. McBride, 13 points. Achiuwa, 7 rebounds and 4 blocks. Joel Embiid, 27, 10, and 6. But in that fourth quarter, Embiid barely scored. barely rebounded, barely had an impact. He was gassed, he was labored, and he did not look the same. Credit to the Knicks for continuing to attack him, push him, and never letting up. That's exactly what they needed to do. I also want to mention that Tyrese Maxey for the 76ers also had a really good game, but even though he did, even though Embiid tried to do what he could, those two together, plus that Philadelphia 76ers team, could not keep it up for the full 48 minutes. At the end of that third quarter, you could basically see that Sixers team get more tired, get more gassed. Embiid was playing that entire second half, so he just continued to labor and get more tired. And as that happened, he started to have less impact on the game. I'm not sure why Nick Nurse kept him out there, especially after seeing that. But either way, he kept him out there, and it actually helped the Knicks. Because when Iheart picked up all of those fouls in that third quarter and Achiuwa had to come in, Achiuwa did one thing that I loved. He kept attacking Embiid. He kept pushing Embiid. He tried to dunk on Embiid. And because of all of those plays, they were highly physical. It pushed Embiid back, and Embiid did not know how to respond to that. And each and every time Achiuwa did that, you can see Embiid was staying in the backcourt. He was laboring. He was gassed. He was holding on to his knees. He couldn't really move anymore. I would actually credit Precious Achiuwa for making sure that Embiid had no impact in that fourth quarter. Because of the way he attacked him so aggressively, Embiid had no answer after that. Because even though he could block maybe a couple of those shots, he can't block all of them. Thibodeau could have chosen to put Iheart out there for the final 2 minutes because Iheart at the time only had 5 fouls. He didn't foul out yet, so he could have done that. But there was no reason to do that because Achiuwa was handling business and taking care of Embiid. And as a coach, when you see that, you're not going to interrupt that. You're not going to disrupt it. You're going to allow it to continue to blossom, continue to develop, and see what happens. And that's exactly what Tom Thibodeau did. But let's go to the man of the hour, the man of the game, the man who deserved the game ball yesterday. We're talking about Jalen Brunson. Brunson. He is him. And this is why. 47 points, 10 assists, 4 rebounds, 2 three-pointers made. Franchise record of 47 points in the playoffs. He did it in every single way possible. He did it at the line. He did it with the mid-range. He did it with the floater. He did it with the three-pointer. He did it in every single way he knew how to score. Yes, he took 34 shots to do it, but guess what? 18 for 34? Not many superstars in the league could do that and do that.
For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
And efficiently in each and every scoring level, Jalen Brunson can do it. And there was a point in this game, even though Jalen was basically cooking the Sixers from start to finish, there was a point in this game where Joel Embiid committed a hard foul that wasn't called against Jalen Brunson. Brunson was running into that paint. Joel Embiid stuck his shoulder out there and hit Jalen Brunson very hard in the face. He fell down for a second, went back up, and basically started to go at Embiid and said, "You know what you did? You hit me. You shouldn't have done that. I don't know why you did that." He was at the line and going back and forth with Embiid. Even though the refs didn't call a foul on it, Jalen Brunson felt the contact. He was very upset by it, and because of that, he used it as a motivating factor, and he went off. Joel Embiid picked the wrong one. Philly picked the wrong one. You can anger a lot of people, and maybe you should in some circumstances, but Jalen Brunson was already cooking you guys. He was already destroying you. You want to make him more angry? And that's exactly what Joel Embiid and that little dirty play did. And after that, Jalen started to cook even more. Bucket after bucket, contact after contact, going to the line, cursing at the fans, saying, you know whose house this is. And it's not the first time that Jalen Brunson was cooking in there. Remember, he's a Villanova guy. Villanova guys used to play at Wells Fargo Arena. They know that arena. So Jalen cooking in there is nothing new. But him doing it in a Knicks jersey, that was new. 47 points. He hung 47 on the Philadelphia 76ers' head in game four in their house, a game that they absolutely needed. But you know what? The Knicks needed it too. And we took it and took their soul in the process. The Knicks did it behind so many great efforts. Jalen Brunson, even though we talked about him ad nauseum already, because we have to, obviously, because he's a hero of the game, 47 points, 10 assists, doing things we haven't ever seen before by a Knick in a playoff game. Yes, we have to talk about him, but he wasn't the only impactful player. I got to give some credit because it's due. OG Anunoby, you deserve your flowers. He had an impact. Defensively, absolutely had an impact. He was guarding Joel Embiid at times, Tyrese Maxey, Tobias Harris, any single person who potentially could go off, OG was guarding them. And he did it willingly. He wanted to do it. And he had no problem doing it. That's what you want to see from Knick players. Stepping up and making sure Philadelphia knows, no matter who you play on this court, OG Anunoby is going to probably guard them, have an impact against them, and nothing is going to come easy. And that's exactly what OG was doing against each and every player he defended. Nothing came easy for them. Joel Embiid, when OG was on him, nothing came easy for him. But OG, probably one of his best games as a Knick we've ever seen before. And what a time to have a game like that. In the postseason is exactly where you need to show out. And OG absolutely showed out. OG Anunoby, again, his stats for the game as the Knicks go up 3-1. 16 points, 14 rebounds, 3 blocks, 47 minutes played. My goodness, OG has just been phenomenal. But even more crazy, Josh Hart, who didn't really have a great game in terms of offense, he didn't score that many points, even though he had a crazy amount of rebounds again, but he didn't score a lot. But check this out, because this is how you know each and every Knick deserves credit. Shout out to the account Knicks Videos on the app X for giving us the following information. Josh Hart and OG Anunoby combined for 31 rebounds against the Philadelphia 76ers in Game 4. A lot of people are going to remember Game 4 because of Jalen Brunson and his legendary performance. And I understand that. I can also understand why. But we also have to give credit at the very least to the other players on the Knicks that helped get us this win. It wasn't only Jalen Brunson. Even though he did a lot for us and was killing the 76ers, he couldn't do it alone. Josh Hart didn't have an impact on offense, but on defense, the hustle plays, the rebounds, he was all over it. So you love to see that. But as these playoffs continue, it gets a little bit more physical. We get to know each other's tendencies a lot more. So the Knicks get to understand what they're doing and they play him a little bit better. And that includes Jalen Brunson, who has absolutely figured them out. Now, I know he did struggle for those first two games dealing with Philadelphia and the defense they were throwing at him. But it doesn't take Jalen a lot of games to adapt. And once he adapts and he figures out what you're doing, it's very difficult to stop him. We saw him figure it out in game 3, but in game 4, he not only figured it out, he put the entire puzzle piece together, everything fit, he saw everything the way he needed to, and he went off against everybody. Everybody, no matter who they put on him, size, athleticism, anybody who's a very pesky defender, it didn't matter because Jalen Brunson was continuing to get to the line, shooting threes, shooting mid-ranges, and hitting all of them. And when he's doing that, how do you stop that? You can't. He's too crafty. He's too shifty. He had Embiid wondering where he was going to go. Embiid's in the paint where Jalen Brunson's a couple of feet out of the paint shooting a jumper because Embiid doesn't know what he's going to do. That's why he can't be guarded. Nobody can guard Jalen Brunson once he figures you out. And Jalen has figured you out, Philly. You're done. It's over. Game 5, the Knicks are taking it in MSG with all of our fans in the building. killing you guys yet again and making sure you know you're going home again. You're not doing anything this year again. The Knicks are moving on to the second round, and we're looking to put our demons from last year behind us and move on to the Eastern Conference Finals. That's where our goals are, and that's where we're headed. You guys are headed for Cancun, courtesy of the New York Knicks, because we're never going to stop, we're never going to quit, and we're never going to give up. I don't care how many dirty plays you want to throw at us, because you clearly saw it. You throw too many dirty plays at us, you're going to get us angry. You get Jalen angry, he might drop 60 on you next time. Be careful who you make mad. That's all I got to say about that. But I love this game. It was amazing. I'm so happy for the Knicks. 3-1, baby. 3-1. We are here. Knicks basketball is back. On Tuesday, we close them out. New York, we here. But what about you guys? What did you feel about yesterday's game 4 and Jalen Brunson's magnificent performance? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use 3 kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold-pressed to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.